This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, brought to you by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First Member FDIC, Highways 41 and 21. A showdown now set after last night's school board meeting goes off the rails. After hearing several minutes of people testifying against a mask mandate, the board decides to postpone their meeting. Frustrated parents say they'll send their kids to school without a mask come opening day. Others say they plan to join their kids in the classroom on opening day. Others again say they want their kids to go to other school districts that are not requiring masks at all. One of those is Nina and many rural school districts. There's no word from the school board today in regards to what's going to happen with the continuation of their meeting. Meanwhile, the Winnebago County Health Department is extending their walk-in Wednesdays at Sunnyview Expo Center, at least for another week, the first week of September. That began back in June. We'll try to find out exactly how many people have been vaccinated at these clinics. I talked with County Executive John Dable. He's told me that he's hearing more and more from some about a possible mask mandate, but he says at this time he has no plans at all to propose one. Page 2. Where was support for marijuana on Tuesday night at the city council meeting? To quote Cheech and Chong, "Dave's not here, man." In fact, I don't know the three people who testified in favor of lowering the fine for first possession of marijuana, but only three people, that's all? Now, the city council will take another look at the ordinance coming up next month. Congressman Glenn Grothman wants answers on what exactly happened in Afghanistan. He wants the Secretary of State Blinken and the generals to explain the fall of the country, and not only that, what happened to the millions of dollars the U.S. government gave to Afghan political leaders. They're missing, and they took all the money with them. Finally, I was on the road earlier this month. I was in Fargo, North Dakota. The Pyrotechnic Guild was there having their annual convention. Motels were full, big shows every night, lots of money being spent. The fireworks guys were scheduled to come to Oshkosh next year. But as you remember, more than likely, the county nixed that deal. It's going to turn out to be a big loss for us, several millions of dollars that would have been pumped into the local economy. I'm Bob Brunell. This is Newsworthy for a Thursday. We'll see you again on Tuesday. If you have a tip, you can contact me through the Chamber of Commerce. We're brought to you by the Chamber of Commerce, also by Bank First.